With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says U.S. is considering winding down the war in Iran, but that other nations are going to have to step up and help patrol the Strait of Hormuz to keep it safe. He was asked by reporters whether he has any plans to attack Iran's vital oil hub, Karg Island.
I may have a plan or I may not, but how would I ever say that to a reporter? If I said that to a reporter, Mark would say, please, sir, let's bring you over to the helicopter immediately. Right? No, I can't tell you that.
Earlier, the UK did approve the use of its bases for the U.S. to launch strikes on Iranian sites that target the Strait of Hormuz. That's where about 20% of all the world's oil passes through. A federal judge has blocked the administration from enforcing a policy that limits news reporters' access at the Pentagon.
The ruling by U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman says that key portions of the new rules are unlawful. The judge sided with the New York Times and ruled that the Pentagon policy illegally restricts the press credentials of reporters who walked out of the building rather than agree to the new rules. The New York Times sued the Pentagon and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in December, claiming the credentialing policy violates the journalist's constitutional rights to free speech and due process.
A big legal setback for Elon Musk in San Francisco.
The plaintiffs, former shareholders, argued that they lost money because Musk made misleading statements to deliberately drive down the stock price in the months leading up to his 2022 purchase of the company. At issue were a podcast and two tweets, one questioning the number of bots and fake accounts that made up the platform, and another saying his acquisition was temporarily on hold. The 9-juror panel did absolve Musk of some of the fraud allegations, finding he did not scheme to mislead investors. Attorneys say the payout could reach over $2.5 billion. I'm Jennifer King.
And this is SRN News. The NBA has called off a promotion with an adult entertainment venue. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The league had been advertising an event at Magic City in Atlanta where so-called adult dancing takes place. But Luke Kornet, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, took to social media to criticize the plan, arguing that the NBA should not be teaming up with that kind of a venue. Writing on Medium, Kornet said, quote, "The league should promote an atmosphere that is protective and respectful of the daughters, wives, sisters, and mothers we know and love." Michael Harrington reporting.
As the U.S. and Israeli offensive against Iran unfolds, some evangelical leaders in this country are speaking of a conflict in biblical terms, mapping end times prophecies onto current events in the Middle East. In a recent sermon, Pastor John Hagee, founder of Christians United for Israel, described the war as part of a divine plan, and he said it is simply the right time. This is SRN News. Cigarette smoking in the U.S. has significantly decreased.
Cigarette smoking reached a historic low of about 9.9% among adults in 2024, down from 10.8% in 2023. This marks the first time smoking rates have fallen to single digits. The decline reflects ongoing effort by public health officials to reduce tobacco use and reach a goal of lowering adult smoking rates to 6.1% by 2030.
Despite the decline, cigarette smoking is still popular. 25 million adults still smoke. CBS News said Friday it will shut down its storied radio news service after nearly 100 years of operation as the world moves on to digital sources and podcasting. When it first went on the air in September of 1927, the service was the precursor to the entire network. More on these stories at srnnews.com.